Welcome to the Wednesday Word. For the month of March, I am taking over the podcast and we're going to call it the March Madness. So welcome to March Madness. I am Katie Falter and I am a Sunday school teacher here at the church. I am gathered here today with my three kiddos because I'm going to ask them questions about faith and get a feel for where they are at in their faith journey. So I will let them introduce themselves to you. I will start with my oldest child.
Hi, I'm Aria, and I'm 10.
Hi, I'm Lyndon. I'm 8 years old.
Hi, I'm Oakland. I'm 6.
Would one of you like to pray us in before we begin?
Yes.
Okay, Oakland. Let's put our hands together and close our eyes while Oakland prays us in.
Dear God, thank you for the fruits. Thank you for the tomatoes. Thank you for the strawberries and the carrots. While we set the prayer off, we love the Jesus of our Lord. Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Oakland.
Amen.
Okay, so my first question is, do you believe in God?
Yes, I do.
Lyndon?
Yes, I do. Right now.
Oakland, do you believe in God?
Yes.
Do you believe in heaven, and what do you think it looks like?
I do believe in heaven, and what I have heard from, it has clear water, and the houses are made out of the finest metals. The sidewalks are made of gold. And when you get out of the water, like you could breathe underwater, and once you get out, you're instantly dry.
Lyndon, what about you?
I think he has a lot of hay, wood, and water, and a farm.
I think the houses are made out of clouds. The road is made out of clouds. There's no water.
Oh, and I have one more thing. Up out of heaven, he has you can wish anything you want up there.
Okay, what is something you know about Jesus?
Well, because what about I know about Jesus? He is kind.
I know Jesus is a good person, and he helped everyone.
He can walk on water.
Aria, what is your favorite thing about Jesus?
That he's nice. Yeah, basically.
I like him because he is the good guy, not the bad guy.
My favorite thing is the story Jesus told. He said one time there was two bad people, and then a person walked down, combed over, beat him up, and then someone came. These people are the good guys, but they tapped him and then moved on to the other side and walked away. And then another good guy went on the other side, and then a bad guy went and picked him up and helped him.
So you like how Jesus is always the good guy?
Oh, yes.
Aria, what do you think Jesus thinks about you?
Basically, the same as everybody, because he loves everybody.
Yep. Do you think Jesus has any, individual thoughts about you?
I'm not sure. Maybe.
Do you think you're a good person that's deserving of his love and stuff
yes,
like that?
Yes. Everybody is, even if they do bad things.
What is your favorite Bible story? Oakland, go first.
I like the story when the baby Jesus... The one was the baby Jesus and the three kings, and they follow the star. I like that story.
So you like Jesus's birth story?
Yes.
Okay. What's the best part of your favorite Bible story?
When the three kings decided to follow the star.
You loved it when the three wise men followed the star to go see you, Jesus?
Yes.
Okay. What do you guys think about the fact that God made the world?
I love him. Things I love this world.
I think it's cool that he made the world, because if we didn't have the world, we wouldn't be alive.
My opinion is because it's how he made the world, because there's different countries to go at, and there's different houses and places to look at.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like sunrises and sunsets?
I like this, yes. And I like when it's like the summer, because I get to go at the pool.
I also like sunsets and sunrises.
Yeah. What about nighttime when we get to see all the stars in the sky?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Well, not all the time.
I like the colors. When the rain goes down, sometimes you can see a rainbow.
Sometimes. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys think it's very cool and amazing that God made this big, huge world with a bunch of different colors and cultures and different things? But then God made each and every one of us individually.
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you think you'll do when you first get to see God and Jesus? Would you give him a hug? Would you give him a kiss? Do you think he'd just burst out singing? Do you think you'd give him a handshake? Or do you think you'd be nervous and scared?
Nervous and scared and run away.
Actually, really depends, because usually I'm quiet, usually I'm loud. It depends. Really depends, basically.
So you're not sure how you'll react to seeing God or in Jesus for the first time?
Yeah.
Okay, fair. That's fair. But when you finally get to see God and Jesus and ask them all the questions you want to ask them, what are you like your top, if you have five questions, what are like your top five or top three questions that you have?
I had so many questions before. Oh, yeah, yeah. Why is like the sky blue, like in the morning, but the clouds are white, but the sun is yellow? That makes no sense that the sky is just blue. And it's dark, and at night, sure, it's black. I get black because it started black. But why is it blue? It's supposed to be light out. Like, it's supposed to be like yellow or white. Why is it blue?
I'm sure some scientists have answers to that question. But when it gets nighttime, it's because the Earth has rotated away from the sun. Because the universe, you've seen pictures of the universe, it's a big black blanket, so to say, with stars and other planets in it. Yes. So that's my, but I'm curious to know why the sky is blue too. So that'd be a good question to ask God and Jesus.
And why do bad things happen? Like, sure, it's part of people, but still, why do bad things happen?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people want to know why do bad things happen, especially why do bad things happen to good people.
Yeah, I'll ask them, why do we don't see them when we get born? They make us.
I'm actually not sure.
Maybe you did see God and Jesus when you were born, but you just don't remember.
Well, I'll give them a hug, and I'll ask them, how do you make mouses?
How do you make mice?
Mm-hmm.
You guys are involved in like VBS, Vacation Bible School, Camp Hodesy.
Yes.
My question to you guys is, when you become like your older brother Samuel, who's 23 years old, and your brother Alex, who's going to be 18 here soon, when you guys are adults and old enough to choose to come to church, do you guys, one, think that you will still continue to go to church on your own?
Yes, just probably not this early. Like
you'll probably attend the 11 o'clock service?
Yeah, like the last service.
A little bit? Okay. What about you, Oakland? Do you think you'll still choose to come to church?
Yeah, but a little bit like when there's like two services and I'm going to eat at church. Because there's like this food scene where there's like people coming at food, so I'm going to like do that too.
You're going to try and go to like all the lunch and dinner things that they offer?
Yes.
Okay. You think you'll choose to attend a different church?
No, I'm going to come to this one, but not for forever.
You don't think you'll attend here forever?
I like to add on animals.
What about animals?
I wonder how he made animals like red pandas, rhinos, and cheetahs, and lions, and like every animal we have.
Okay. How do you think people should spend time with Jesus?
Praying.
Oakland?
By praying and by trying to think he's saying yes or no.
There's multiple ways that you can spend time with Jesus. One way is coming to church every Sunday. Well, you don't have to come to church every Sunday because you get sick. And sometimes when you get sick, you should stay home. But attending church is a way to spend time with Jesus. Praying, which is one thing that all three of you have said, is another way to spend time with Jesus. Reading the Bible is another way
yes,
to spend
time with
Jesus. And one other way that I'm aware of that we do constantly is doing the praise music, God music, like SOS Radio, K-Love. That is another way to spend time with God.
I know why it's like spending time, because Caleb's only having Jesus words, and he is, it's like a Jesus song.
And God.
And everything he said was Jesus-able.
Do you think it's important, though, to spend time with God?
Yes, because he's the one who made the world. He needs more rest.
Do you guys ever pray to God besides at dinner time?
Yes.
When you're at school, before you take a test, do you ever pray to God for guidance beforehand?
Oh, no. I pray to help to tell him, can please give me an A. Please give me an A.
So that is kind of a way, that's kind of you praying to him for guidance. Because you're being like, give me an A. So that's like, God, I am hoping that you help me remember all the knowledge that I need to be able to get a good grade on this test.
No, I don't even pray in school, but I only pray at home.
Do you guys see God at work at your school? What I mean by do you ever see God at work at your school is like, do you ever see other kids being like, you would like this apple, so I will give you my apple that I have because you would like that? Or, oh, this kid, and from what I've gathered from you guys, you don't get to choose where you sit. You have assigned seats. But if you did, if like someone was ever sitting alone, you'd be like, oh, this person is sitting alone. Let me go sit next to them. Or, oh, this kid is being picked on. Let me help this kid out by joining in and being friends with this kid.
No, like if we didn't have an assigned seats and I was going to sit with my friends, but that person was lonely, I'll also next to them, but my friends will also sit next to me. So then there will be more people at that table so we don't waste space.
How do you see God at work in your life?
Because he's invisible, but he's still near you.
Does he remind you to do kind things to other people?
Yes.
Does it matter what religion you are to believe in God, or should you just believe in God?
Not really. Like, it doesn't really matter if you do, but it also does. Like, I know somebody in my class that she doesn't believe in God, but she's, like, still a really nice person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Lyndon?
Oh, I didn't have an answer.
Well, you and Benson are friends, but yet he's a Mormon and you're a Methodist. Do you think that's okay for you guys to be friends?
Yeah. Yeah. You don't need you can be friends with everyone. Is there a difference like skin color or like different? You still can be friends with them.
Yeah.
Even when you can be friends with someone. But if they don't believe in God, just still be friends with them.
What about you, Oakland? Do you think that's okay?
Yes. Because people make different stories.
Okay. What about people who don't believe in God?
Well, you still could be friends, but you have to make sure they are not having a gun or something.
So as long as they're nice people, then you're okay with being friends with people that don't believe in God?
Yeah, because they're still be kind. Either way, they can't, because they can't see them. So that's probably why some people don't believe in God.
Okay. And then what about, do you guys think that the people that don't believe in God and you believing in God, that you could somehow help them come to believe in God?
Yes.
But what do you think is the best way to approach someone who doesn't believe in God and helping them to get to know God?
Just bring up God, like a little bit, and he'll start thinking, should I actually believe in him?
What about inviting them to your church? Should you try that?
Yes, you could.
Yeah, just okay. Invite them to your church. Show them right here.
How would you help someone who doesn't believe in God find their belief in God?
I think I can't do anything, but they could try to believe in God. Either way, it's fine.
I think the best way to get people to believe in God is by being a kind person and by always being there for people. If they have something happening where they need you to bring meals to them, bring meals to them. If they need you to give them a ride, give them a ride. Pray for them. Be a support to them and show them good and kindness. Would you agree with me that that's a good way to bring people to believe in God?
Yes.
Well, I would like to thank all three of you for being on the podcast today. I appreciate your time and your answers. I appreciate everyone for listening. And next week, my three kids will be back and we will have some other kids. And hopefully Pastor David will be on the podcast with us. And we will be asking all the kids that are on the podcast questions about Easter and what they think about Easter. So look forward to that podcast next Wednesday. Would any one of you like to end this podcast in a prayer for us? Let's put our hands together and close our eyes while Oakland prays us out.
Dear God, I thank you because we get podcasts and stuff. And I hope we have another wonderful day tomorrow. So we'll have another folly day. I wish when we are going to have a summer, I wish we are going at the pool in the first day of summer. And tomorrow, I think on the next day on summer, I'm thinking to not have a tablet for a little bit longer. In Jesus' name, amen. Mm-hmm.